Welcome back, everyone. I'm Simon Severino, your personal business coach. Today, I've added one new stock to my portfolio, and I want to share with you first my top stocks for 2024. Why I added CRM Salesforce to my portfolio. Why I think it's undervalued on a fundamental analysis basis. We will run through a fundamental analysis. Why I think it's worth more than the prices. So we will run an intrinsic value analysis. And I will share with you also my template. If you want to do an intrinsic value analysis, it will take you just a couple minutes using the template. And in the last bit, I want to share with you my selling plan. So how long do I plan to hold CRM Salesforce and why? Let's jump into it. If you are new to the channel, I'm Simon Severino, I'm your personal business coach, and I'm here to help you make money and keep money. Make money, I'm a sales coach. Keep money, I am a beginner investor, 13 years now managing my own money, and I'm learning a few things, and I'm sharing the journey with you. The portfolio has now reached, a couple weeks ago, 1 million in net asset value. So we're getting there, we're getting somewhere, and I want to share this journey with you because together we are so much more smarter. So let's go. The stock that I bought is Salesforce. CRM is the ticker. Why did I buy it? First, the fundamental analysis. It's on my watch list since since 8 months. And I've been waiting for the right moment to buy. I've been doing my analysis. I had my watch list. I can share with you my watch list. I was looking at a few things that are in my thesis. What is my thesis? Because remember, we learned from Warren Buffett, we should never buy something that we don't understand. And we need to have an assumption about the fundamental value, the intrinsic value. And when a moment comes where the markets are irrational, they are undervaluing the asset, but you know that it's worth more, this is when you buy. And it's usually very uncomfortable to buy because the price will be down, everything is red. So this week, CRM Salesforce was in the news, the price was down 8% in 2 days, and this was the right moment for me to enter. I think that the intrinsic value is much higher than current price, and that's why I entered. Does it feel easy? No, because right now people are selling CRM. So why did I buy it? You need a thesis, a fundamental thesis for your portfolio. And it is around your edge. One thing that you either understand very well because you are immersed in that world, you're an expert, or you decide to become an expert. You put enough time into studying, and nowadays the data is at your availability. You have access to so many data. You can listen to earnings reports. And you know, there were times where we had to fax each other earnings reports. Now you can just listen to them. So you have much more transparent data, especially with digital assets, and immediate data. So you can pick your thesis and go for it. My thesis is that the winners of 2039, that's my time horizon of my long-term portfolio, the winners 2039 will be the companies that own the relevant data. So thesis number one, I want to own the data owners. Second, pricing power. The most important thing that I look for is pricing power. So the data owners that can command prices, that's the ones that I want to have. How do you know that they can command prices? Well, first, they actually increase prices without losing the number of subscribers or users or clients. And second, they have a low cost of acquisition. We will look at that in a moment. So the companies on my watch list and in my portfolio are Google, So D means it's a data owner, owns relevant data, and P means has pricing power. Google has both. Amazon has both. Fair Isaac has both. Meta has both. Visa has both. MasterCard owns the data and has pricing power. Salesforce was on this list and is now on the portfolio. Palo Alto Network, I hope to enter soon. And Netflix, I hope to enter at some point. So, data owners and pricing power, that's my thesis. And whatever your thesis is, write it down, become an expert, go really deep. So after the thesis, let's look at your research list. So I went one step further and looked at all the stocks that I'm interested in and started my research. So let's look at those companies, CRM, Meta, Google, Visa, Fair Isaac, Palo Alto Networks. And I look at the debt to equity ratio, return on equity, earnings per share, dividend if there is a dividend yield, the payout ratio, and network effects. So those are the criteria that I look for. This makes for me fundamental analysis. Then I run it through a second scan, which is more around the exact thesis. So and now only the top 10 are still on the list, and then I run them even further. I run a discounted cash flow analysis on them. So CRM, discounted cash flow, current share price is 272. This is the price that I entered. I entered at 273. You enter market cap in this spreadsheet. If you use this spreadsheet, which you can download here, you just enter the ticker symbol, the shares outstanding, the free cash flow, the cash and cash equivalents, and the total debt. You assume a discount rate and an expected growth rate for the next 5 years and 10 years, and a terminal growth rate. Then the rest is done by the spreadsheet. So fair value right now is $302.8. So that's $30 above the current price. That's why I entered. And fair value in 10 years is $434, according to this one. And feel free to use this template to save time for your own research. This is why I entered CRM Salesforce at this price. How long am I planning to hold and how much? So what will be my portfolio sizing? Well, I entered now with a first size. I plan to increase the position over the year 2024. And my risk curve looks like this. This is my offense and my defense, right? So my defense plays, if you don't know what a risk curve is, you have one axis, which is the reward axis. That's basically the volatility. The higher, the more volatile, more risky, also more upside. And then here on this side, you have pure risk. How volatile is it? So this is how much upside can you get? And this is how much risk are you buying? Because you're always buying risk. The question is how much and in relation to how much upside. So if you decide to go into higher risk assets, they must have a disproportional higher upside. Otherwise, why would you take the risk? So my defense plays are Visa, MasterCard, Fair Isaac. And then somewhere in the middle there is Salesforce, Google, Meta. And then I go to my higher risk place where I expect much higher rewards. That's Amazon, Bitcoin, and Tesla. Tesla has not been treating me very well lately, but the others did really, really well. And you might see that there is no ASML anymore. I still love ASML, but I have taken profits from the full ASML position and the full render position to start my position in Salesforce. I don't want to have too many assets because I want to be on top of things. I want to know immediately what's going on and if the thesis is still defendable or if something's changing. For example, Salesforce. Right now it dipped 8% just on the rumor they're buying a data company, yes, and that data company is not worth $10 billion, of course. So they're paying too much, like they paid for Slack. And investors don't like that. They don't like inorganic growth, and they don't like just growing by buying other stuff at too high prices. So I think the fundamental value is still there. It's not even sure that they will buy it. It's just a rumor and they're just negotiating. So I don't care very much about what Salesforce does this year. I'm holding Salesforce for the next 15 years, and it's a compounding machine. So it has a 10 out of 10 on my checklist, and it's pretty hard to get 10 here. So it's a low debt to equity ratio. I want it to be below 3. It's far below 3. They are rich in cash. High return on equity, yes. High earnings per share, yes. Moderate dividend yield, yes, very moderate. Low payout ratio, absolutely. Network effects, oh yes. I have been at a few Salesforce conferences. You can see the network effects in the room. You see the vendors, the clients of the clients, the vendors of the clients. Everybody's in there trying to network and to get the next deal going. It's wonderful. Intrinsic value, we just saw the DCF of 272 is the current price, and it's above 300 right now, and it's above 400 soon. So team quality, good enough. Switching costs, very, very high. If you are an enterprise, you don't want to change your CRM very easily because it's painful to change. And the barriers to entry are pretty high. HubSpot is a great competitor, but it's really hard for HubSpot to grab their shares. So this is why I entered Salesforce. You know now the thesis, you know the price, you know my estimation. If you have any questions, shoot me a question over on X @SimonSeverino, and keep rolling, everyone.